Today, Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, took to the airwaves and finally said the words that millions there wanted to hear.
The government will formally withdraw the bill.
The bill. That's the extradition bill that would have allowed people facing trial in Hong Kong to be tried in courts in mainland China. And though protesters wanted the bill to be withdrawn, it's something they demanded months ago. So, doing it now?
Too little, too late, not good enough, no.
Too little, too late. That's the world's Patrick Nguyen, our reporter who's been in Hong Kong covering the protests. He says when it comes to appeasing the protesters, the bill isn't even a blip on their radar.
They have five core demands, and this is just one of them, getting rid of this bill.
The other demands? First, Carrie Lam, Hong Kong's chief executive, has to go. She might actually be okay with that. A leaked recording of Lam speaking privately revealed that she really, really wants to step down. But publicly, she says she's staying put. A second demand, the word riots. Not okay. But Carrie Lam says it doesn't really matter what they're called, legally at least.
We have explained that in fact there is no legal effect on how such incidents are described.
Third demand, all charges against protesters must be dropped. Lam says, sorry, that one is out of her hands.
It also goes against the basic law, which states that criminal prosecutions must be handled by the Department of Justice, free from any interference.
And finally, one more big demand, one that the world's Patrick Nguyen says is where protesters are putting all their energy.
Their main focus is on police brutality. They are really disgusted with the Hong Kong police force. They thought that they were a force that looked after Hong Kong people, and now they feel they've been co-opted. So they really want an independent investigation into police brutality, and that's what could actually send protesters back home and get them out of the streets.
Carrie Lam did say today that individual complaints against police have been handled, and there's going to be a fact-finding study on all of this. But a big independent investigation looking into police brutality, it's not happening, at least not right now. So the Hong Kong protests that have recently turned violent and destructive, people are telling Patrick Nguyen those will continue.
They're going to be out this weekend. They are going to be going full throttle. They do not consider this to be any sort of concession.
So today's announcement that people in Hong Kong won't be extradited to Chinese courts, Nguyen says the protest movement just isn't about that anymore. In fact, he says it might never have been about the bill in the first place.
If it wasn't this bill, it would have been something. There's this general angst in Hong Kong that it's being absorbed by China and that the rules of China will apply to Hong Kong. The rules of China are you can't say whatever you want. You can't go to whatever website that you want. And in Hong Kong, it's a more liberal, open, free society. And there's a general angst that's in the air that has exploded. And this bill was the match that set it off.
There's no doubt about that.